We are joined now on the Ticket Hotline from the great beyond, one of the most infamous cult leaders of all time. We say good morning to Charles Manson, the head of the Manson family. Hello, Charles.
Man, what are you talking about, great beyond? I ain't dead.
What do you mean?
I've never been more alive. I'm the most alive dead man you've ever known, buddy. That grave, it ain't my cradle. My cradle is the grave. I've just been born. I've been suckling off the knowledge of the universe. And after my belly fills with the milk of all that you don't want me to know, I'm going to spread my dewy wings. I'm going to dry them in the sun and fly over your house while you're busy on top of your wife fantasizing about somebody who can actually make you happy, Jack.
Well, now we're just going by the
assumptions.
We're going by the news story that you died, so that's why we assume you're joining us from the great beyond.
All right, I understand.
Well, can you tell us about how you got your cult going?
My cult? What are you talking about? Get them boo-boo out of your ears, man. That's just nonsense. I wasn't the leader of no cult, Jack. I was the leader of no one. I was a follower. I was a follower of nothing. And you know what nothing is. Nothing is all of us. That means I was following all of us. We're all nothing, Jack. We're just the dust of the universe, organized into left and right and black and white and blue, blah, 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 bippity, boppity, boo.
I don't know. It just seems like you may have preyed on the desperate.
Oh, what is that, Jub-Jub? Talk about desperate joining your real red dirt cult? That's the cult, man.
Red dirt?
Cult. What's that guy's name out there? Randy Rogers? That's your cult leader.
He's not a
follower.
He's just a singer songwriter.
And you open up to get pregnant with his progeny?
What? He's just a singer songwriter. He's not a cult leader.
Yeah, and I understand. I hear the language you use after you get rid of your bird dog show. You say, hey, man, we killed it. We killed it. I tell you one thing, old Charlie Manson, I ain't never killed nothing. I ain't never killed nothing or no one. I never took a life. I created life. I created my own life with my own hands tied behind my back by a society that you forced upon me with your school books and your nuclear family. And you tried to put the chains of bondage on me by giving me a job and slapping me on the back saying, good job, Charlie. You created 50 widgets in 8 hours on a day of your life that we stole from you for $100. How do you feel now, Charlie? I'll tell you how I feel. I reject your zip ties and your human lies to keep my hands locked behind my back. No thanks, Captain America. I'm going to keep my hands in front of me so I can karate chop your illusions in half and find freedom on my space shuttle to Jesusville.
Charles, you need to get off that space shuttle.
What do you think of that, Jack?
Doesn't make any sense.
It makes all the sense in the world. Let me tell you something. When I was a boy, my mother gave me an apple. She said, Charlie, you keep this apple and you hold it close to your heart. It's magic apple. His magic apple's going to keep you safe, Charlie. And for 4 years, I carried that magic apple around. And then one day, I finally realized the truth.
What's the truth?
My mother's just a lying whore, and I was just an apple.
Charles!
Gosh!
Nothing, Jack!
Most callous response.
Story don't mean nothing.
Charles, you're wildly entertaining, but you are all over the road. It's hard to follow.
What's the deal with Whitten retiring? You can't retire from the Cowboys. Cowboys are life, man. You can't just retire from life. What's Whitten doing? That's betrayal. That's betrayal. That's Judas. That's Doubting Thomas sticking his fingers in the side of the Messiah.
No, I think
it's a sad day.
It's the end of his career is all it is.
Bad for Dez or what? What story there? What you guys mean?
Didn't know you were such a Cowboys fan.
Man, I'm a huge Cowboy fan. That's America's team. Mm-hmm. That's not only America's team. That's Cutter's team, and that's Chad's team, and that's Niger's team. That's the whole world's team, man.
Whole world.
The whole world. Tell you what, why don't I visit you tonight and in your dreams, and I'll kill you. How does that sound?
Oh, my gosh.
Get his revenge on that there ticket.
That doesn't sound good at all. Yeah, I'd rather
right,
you
we'll
not
see Charles from beyond.